Episode 389, October 29th, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you punk?
The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to the Rob and Keith Show. How's everybody doing out there?
I even wrote that down to talk about, but well, you got a head start.
That's what I did. That's our kind of chemistry. It's the Rob and Joe Show, our last show before Las Vegas. This is a big deal. Just a big momentous moment in the Rob and Joe Show more broadcasting relationship.
Yeah, I think so. Right now, here's the thing, which is weird, is that we talked about. The show, the Vegas style show that they do the day before. I mean, are we invited to that? I haven't heard a word about that.
I don't think there's any room for us. So, I don't think we're expected to be there. I saw Spiewak and Oscar today. I was down in Podcast Village doing an episode of the Hey Frey Show. Check it out now. Sarah Fraser's awesome podcast is available now to listen.
They didn't mention it, and you didn't mention it?
Well, I mentioned about being there in another capacity, a little other thing I do for the show, and they weren't sure if that was going to be necessary.
So, they not necessary, but they were even like, we can't get you in.
I don't think they're expecting us to be there.
Well, expecting
well,
it.
And hold on, guys.
Yeah.
I've got two tickets I'm not using if you want them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what if they want us there, if they don't want us there, if they want.
Well, I'd like
they
to
might
know,
want to keep us separate. They might purposely want their night's Friday, our night is Saturday, and keep it separate. I don't know. Well, I'll do whatever.
Well, I wouldn't want to show up there and them not want us there. Now, not want us there is different, but you know.
Oh, I don't. As of now, I don't plan on showing up unless I'm said if they said you should show up.
All right. You know what? I'll text Rob.
I just talked to him. He doesn't, yeah.
And he said, no, you don't.
Well,
see, but
at,
him saying you don't need to be there is different. Because will they take it as an insult if we're not there? How the hell would we get in? Just walk up and say, I'm Joe Robinson, let me in?
Yeah.
I guarantee you that won't
Gramps'
work.
I'm Gramps' son. Oh, really?
I guarantee you that will not work.
Who do we know? Is anyone in chat going to be there in our chat tonight?
Oh, Jim Amato's going to be there.
Oh, can't wait. This is a big deal. See, I've been lucky enough to meet some. I've met Mac Burks, and you haven't done that. But neither one of us or Robbie has met the great Jim Amato.
You haven't met him either?
No.
Well, I guess we'll be spending 72 great hours with him.
I can't wait.
Hey,
yeah.
Jim, text or put in chat what day you're going to be there. Because, you know, we're getting there a day before all our friends are getting there.
I believe Jim's getting there on Thursday.
Okay.
Right.
Robbie, when are you getting there?
I'm getting there late Thursday.
Okay, I'm getting there at 5:20 p.m. on Thursday.
I'm getting there at like noon.
Okay, I know Todd Moore and his girlfriend are getting there on Thursday.
I'll be down 500 by the time you get there.
You know, that's right. Are you gonna? What are you gonna gamble on? Craps, blackjack.
See,
poker?
I doubt I'll play poker because of the investment.
You mean the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, not the money investment, the time. So I guess I'll just play blackjack, which again is more of a losing proposition. But I'd rather do that.
What about some sports betting?
Oh, I'll definitely do that.
You want to bet some NFL games? I'll be there Sunday. I'll cash your tickets if you win.
Let me think. I do.
All right.
So I'm imagining the Steelers are going to be underdogs to the Ravens this weekend, correct?
Yeah. Well, are you? I don't think you're allowed to make a wager being an employee of the team.
Well, I'm not an employee of the team. I'm an employee of the station.
Okay.
Do you think I'm not?
I don't know. Maybe you could throw the game.
Yeah. Do they think I have inside information? No, clearly I don't. I thought they were going to beat the Carolina Panthers, and they were never in the game.
Baltimore is favored by 2.5 points.
Yeah, it seems like a no-brainer to me.
Amato will be there in the morning on Thursday.
That guy's ready to get there. In the morning, that's 3 hours earlier. It's easier to get there in the morning.
Jim, just be there to pick me up from the airport. That's all
Jeff
I'm asking.
Jeff is coming, too.
Who?
Jeff Hancock.
Oh, well, is Gramps now coming because of that?
Yeah, his best friend. His best friend, Gramps.
Now, the last we heard, Jeff Hancock, one of our P1 listeners, he happened to be on a plane with Gramps last week, headed to New Orleans. He heard Gramps' voice, recognized his voice, and then they took a picture. And they were supposed to have gone out to eat later that week. Did that happen?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that. Did you?
Yes.
You
Dad,
did?
Yes. Dad told me they had a lovely meal.
Your poor stepmother, to have to spend her 38th anniversary with some guy she'd never met before.
They went to a place that Mac Bergson recommended.
It all surrounded the Rob and Joe show. So Jeff's correcting us. He said we went to lunch, which that is a lot different.
Yeah, that is easier. Yeah.
Do you know the name of the place, Robbie?
Jeff, what was the name of the place? Okay. Well, Gramps, tell us the name of the place.
I guess we'll have to wait for that. But,
do you think Gramps really stepped up his flirting with the waitress because he had an audience?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
He felt obligated to really give it the full Gramps.
So,
do you think also Gramps said, we were recommended to this place by Mac Bergson?
Oh, well, let me come right over here, sir. Let me just give us your best table. It was called Cochan. Cochan.
Coachella?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's pronounced Cochan.
All right. Who paid?
Oh, yeah. They split the tab.
Oh, come on, guys. They didn't both fight for the check?
I would think they would insist.
Yeah, yes. I definitely would.
Yes. Now, Mac said it was pricey, okay? Guess how much the four of them spent.
This is lunch, so it can't be. And they're not big drinkers, are they?
Oh, no. My father, God, it's so hilarious. So my father will go to a restaurant, and he goes, excuse me, do you have Behringer's White Zinfandel, which is like basically the shittiest white Zinfandel you can get? And if they don't, he's like, all right, I'll just take whatever swill you have. We're guessing the price of the dinner, and I'm going to say
the lunch.
Oh, they said it was dinner.
Oh, it was dinner.
And they drank, I assume, right? So I'm going to say $185.
Go ahead, Rob. You want to guess?
I was going to say with tip, $145.
You were closer, Rob. I think it was just a little over $100. It was like $125.
Oh, okay.
That's
gotcha.
Very pricey.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Marcus just forwarded his tickets to the Mike O'Mara show. I think maybe you could make some money off this. Officially game-worn Marcus Serta tickets. You know, this has more value than it belonged to Marcus. Someone should dress up like Marcus.
So, but we possess them now. Well, Jeff Hancock just said it was $250, Robbie. Okay. So you're saying...
Rob was dead on then. I didn't realize.
No, Rob was not dead on. Rob said $145.
Oh, no. Dad told me it was a little over $100.
Yes. That's his half.
Yes, his half.
Oh.
Okay, it is pricey. Oh, Jim Amato just texted me. He said he was at the Mad Hatter after the TMOS show in 2016. He walked past me. I was doing a little character then and said hello. But he doesn't think that counts. You're right. I was not Rob Mayer then. So that does not count.
Yeah. We're going to know you by name, Jim. And Jim, you can certainly come play blackjack with us if you want.
You know, in my hotel, the downtown Grand, which you asked me 2 months ago where we're staying and then somehow didn't book it.
You know what? I forgot to tell that story on here. So this is a widespread panic, right?
Yeah.
So, Katie says to me like 6 days ago, so are we staying at the downtown Grand? And as soon as she said, I was like, oh, fuck. I never booked my hotel. Now, Robbie's going to love it because he's been trolling the shit out of me today. But that's that he loves that because he's like, I told you you're not organized. Well, as usual, I got a lot of shit going on and I forgot. So, of course, we go and we book. Do you want to know where we're staying?
I know because you told me, but I'd never heard of the place. It looks nice, though.
Thanks. I mean, all the pictures clearly will always look nice. I don't know if they actually are nice. But we're staying at the SLS Las Vegas.
What is that?
Of course. Mr. Two-Car Garage. It's a hotel and casino. I mean, it's supposed to be nice, so.
They have some nice restaurants in there.
That's right. How do you feel about Bizarre Meat that's
in there?
Well,
it's by a celebrity chef, Jose Andreas or whatever.
I don't know who that is, but.
He's a big deal.
He has restaurants here in D.C.
Yeah. So, but Robbie, you're, and Justin and Eric and Jim Amato, I'm assuming, and I know all the TMOS guys. I think we're pretty much all at the Downtown Grand.
Except for me. Except I'll be about 2 miles away. Yeah.
Not Todd Moore. Todd and Marissa, they wanted to be on the Strip. They're bougie like you.
I don't think we're on the Strip.
You're
we
not?
Just tried to say as close. Maybe we are. I don't know. We're 2 miles away from you.
You don't even know where you're at.
No. We just tried to get as close as we could where we weren't at some. We don't want to say at Fremont and, you know, the shit places. So
I thought you were going to say Best Western.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we want to get a nice place that was close enough. That's where we were. That's what you get when you don't book until 6 days before.
You think you did okay, though. All right,
Jim Amato staying at the Bellagio.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn, what a baller.
Jim, are you by yourself? You can answer in chat, because if you are, then Katie and I will be staying in your room.
He's bringing Mrs. Jim Amato.
That's okay. Gotcha. He'll still stay. This is my question. Will there be, between, you know, Robbie being Robbie, between us trying to, you know, coordinate with the TMOS guys, with doing our show, between the craziness of me getting drunk and pissing off Tawanda, or Justin and Eric just being Justin and Eric, will there be an incident?
Yeah, Robbie keeps trolling me, even today. He's trolled me like 4 times. So I know he'll fuck with me until I snap. I can already tell that that's going to happen.
Because remember when we went overseas, we talked about would there be an argument between me and Tommy and Eric and Patrick Melton. And then, like, literally the first day, like, me and Tommy almost had, you know.
He almost quit. He almost flew home.
Exactly. So, do you think there'll be at least some sort of tension, outburst, or some sort of drunken debacle by myself or Justin or Eric or somebody?
No, I mean, okay, so there's tension on show day, right? So,
yeah.
There might be a little snip here and there, but that's nothing. I don't think. I mean, the most likely would be between, you know, me and Katie, right? Or me and Robbie, right? Would that be the most likely?
Or me and Tawanda.
Or you and Tawanda, yeah. The spouses.
Yeah.
Or Jim Amato and his wife. Apparently, he's bringing his wife.
Or maybe me and Jeff Hancock, you know, because we're fighting over Gramps.
Jim Amato is going to be like, hey, I'm supposed to play blackjack with Rob and Joe. And she's like, you told me we'd be spending time together.
Well, I think it's going to be 95% awesome. That's what I think it's going to be.
No. Well, the only thing about for me is the brevity. Other than that, I'd be fine.
Are you going to do any gambling, Robbie?
No.
Nothing? Not a slot pull? Nothing?
I doubt it.
Well, you got to do something. I mean, you don't have to, but it just seems.
I'm going to be trying to get to the look at that sound booth on Friday. That's my
God, man. He's all business.
You can go over Thursday if you want, maybe. Oscar's getting there Wednesday. Yeah, you'll be able to get over there.
Well, I asked Rob specifically. I said, what time are you guys doing your setup? I want to pop in. So,
you know, why don't you fly out now? Fly out and then come back. Just get a real good handle on it.
It is funny because I feel really guilty because of the amount of how early Robbie gets to a venue. So, you know, we should talk about this on the other side of the break.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll say something nice about Robbie. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show. From the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and The Newly Dead Game comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under $1 a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin, from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Don't miss Rob and Joe, plus special guests Oscar, Rob, and Mike O'Mara at the Zappos headquarters, Council Chambers Auditorium in Las Vegas, Nevada, Saturday, November 3rd. There's only a few seats left. Please visit DieLaughingProductions.com for ticket information.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, you know, we always have, we've stressed about our sound guys a lot over the years with the murder mystery.
Yeah, Robbie's by far the best sound guy by a factor of about 100. As a matter of fact, yesterday, it would be flawless. Everything was absolutely perfect, and Robbie does do a great job. But that's because, like, Robbie will be like, Joe, you're not organized enough, you suck ass. And I'll, and I'm like, well, I can't be like you. So the doors opened at 6, okay? So I got there at 5, which I don't even want to get there at 5. I set up in 15 minutes.
This is a pretty easy setup.
But I get there out of respect for Robbie because I don't want to think I'm expecting him to sit there and set everything up, right?
I almost texted you and said, hey, you don't need to be here for me.
But Robbie gets there around 4. There's nothing to do. Nobody's there to help him. He's just sitting there. And then he's like, well, is the sound guy going to come? And eventually somebody shows up, and it takes him about 5 minutes.
Their sound guy.
Yeah, talking. And he's all set up. I mean, that's...
So, yeah, because at Magoobie's, I'm so comfortable there. I know they're set up so well that I literally turn on all the equipment, everything except for what's in the what's in the office. They have like a preamp or something in the office that they have to go in and turn on. And all they do is when they get there is they set up the wireless and I tell them what's going on with the show and what I need.
Joe, he's so comfortable there. He only gets there 3 hours early.
Yes, you were there 3 hours before the show starts.
But what I like to do is I like to make sure there's no issues because sometimes there's issues. Once everything's set up and I feel comfortable, then I like get something to eat. I can relax.
And you know what? We love you for that.
And yeah, no, I like that you do that.
And I don't mind because it's a trade-off because I feel like, okay, I have to get here an hour earlier than everybody else, more than that for some, but like I don't have to carry all that shit, you know what I mean?
So all I do is I set up the place where a rug, a table, a lamp, and a phone, mm-hmm. and a microphone outside that. Put all the team sheets on the table, and then I don't do anything until 6 o'clock when everybody comes in and I give out 6 rolls.
Yeah.
Then I walk up on stage 5 minutes before the show starts, and I 10 minutes, and I explain to everybody what to do with those team sheets. That's what I do.
And then you put the mic too far away from.
So getting there. So I said to Marianne, "Hey, when you pick up
the
phone,
shout out to Marianne.
Marianne was awesome, by the way. I said to Marianne, I said, when you pick up the phone, you want to have your back to the other side of the stage, but not necessarily the audience because you want the audience to see you talking. There's going to be a mic there, so you're going to be talking on mic into a phone. By the way, the phone's not corded, okay? So I also, she stands next to my shoulder so I know exactly where her mouth is. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm literally treating this with respect.
You're blocking the scene.
I go over there. I set the microphone right by the table. She doesn't talk into the mic. Now, by the way, I will also say this. The jokes that she did as the one-sided conversation, that nobody's ever done them better.
And she spoke loudly.
So everybody heard everything she was saying. But you're right. She was off mic. So Robbie today goes, why did you guys who put the mic? Now, Robbie knows goddamn well I did it. There's no other person that could have done it. He goes, she was quiet because somebody put the mic so far away. He acts like it was the fucking front of the stage, okay? So meanwhile, it was she may have had to move 6 inches in order to put her mouth directly on that microphone. But, of course, Robbie, all he wants to do is make sure that I know that I'm responsible for her not being able to speak into the microphone.
Yes.
So he doesn't realize that. Even right now, I guarantee you, he's like, what do you mean? It was much more, it was so far away, she couldn't walk over to it, which clearly was not the case, but. Anyway,
but it was a great show. We'll be, if you hear this in time, the DC Improv this Halloween night. It's going to sell out. There's only like, there was 20 tickets left as of 6 hours ago. So it's probably
done.
Yeah.
I will say this, Joe. That was the only time we've done this show when I haven't helped set up that little thing up there. This was the only time.
Now I got it. Now I get it. Okay. I got you. Got it.
Well, you can set it up Wednesday night, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie.
Content.
Oh, that's right. I can.
Set up the whole thing if you want. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you want, I'll just show up right as the show's starting and hand out those rolls.
Now, have you talked to Justin, Robbie, about doing your buffet eating?
We did a little bit yesterday on Sunday night, and he wants to do the Bellagio, which is fine with me.
He wants to hang out with the Amatos, it sounds
like. Yeah, that's right. Hey, see if Jim Amato wants to go.
Jim, I'll text you. I'll let you know we're going to be down at the buffet.
What? What'd you say?
The buffet?
It's not a fucking buffet.
It's just being goofy.
Oh.
Anyway.
I like it.
So, I treat my buffets very seriously, and I told Justin, as a contrast, you know, we're going to be very close to Chinatown. We might want to try something over there as well.
Okay, I like that idea. So you're envisioning a two buffet day?
Not necessarily. I just maybe one day and then one another day. I have no idea. It's really, you know, it's not my plan. It's Justin. So I'm going to let him do the lead on this.
Now, I texted everybody that, that's zip line thing that I saw on the TMOS fan page. Are you going to be doing the zip lining, 11 stories above Fremont Street or whatever it is?
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm not doing that shit.
Justin said he wants to go to the buffet first so he can potentially throw up on the people below.
What will Eric be yelling? Because he will be yelling something as that's happening.
I'm assuming cowabunga.
Justin's exact quote was, I want to shower the people below with my vomit.
Speaking of buffet, I notice this all the time. During the Halloween murder mystery, I noticed Justin said scenario, which makes me nuts.
Why? You like scenario?
Well, it is scenario. Nobody ever...
What's the scenario?
It's not scenario. It's scenario. But he always says scenario.
I think it can go either way.
No, actually, you can't.
It is the British way of saying it.
Right.
It's perfectly okay.
So Justin's like Madonna.
Yes. He's exactly like Madonna.
Speaking of Halloween, did you go to... you go to any Halloween parties?
No, we had... there was a party in our neighborhood that we got a... Somebody put an invite on our door. And it was kids were allowed. You bring some dessert,
right?
Wanted to go, and I did not.
Did she go, or you? She just
no. I said
she
you
conceded.
Go. She conceded. So it was also cold and rainy, and that helped. Although you know, it's just right down the street. But I don't want to like look. This is what happens if we go. Then they're going to be. We're going to have to talk. They're going to start asking questions. I have to talk about my life. That's what's going to lead to more questions. Because, you know, I hate saying I'm a comic and the murder. I hate all that because it just leads to
right.
questions.
Tell me a joke.
Yeah. I thought about just saying I'm a mystery writer.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You are.
I know. I mean, but then they're going to say, what have I written? And I could just make something. They'll say, well, what's my name? I'll say I have a different pen name or something.
Now, I think I told you, Katie and I were going to a Christmas party, I mean, a Halloween party. I was dressed up as the Walmart yodeling kid. Mm-hmm. Katie was dressed as a very obscure YouTuber. Her name is Brandy TV.
Oh, and costume.
And what she does is she eats edibles, and then she does a makeup tutorial. So there's one recently where she made herself up like the Grinch. It's hilarious. And Katie, that's what she did. She was that girl dressed up as the Grinch from that video.
She did well with it. I saw.
Oh, she did. She did awesome. But what was cool is there was only three people at the party. And when we told everybody who she was, the people who knew who that was were very excited.
And then the other 50 people.
The other 50 people thought she was Grinch Hulk. I don't know what the fuck they thought she was. I, of course, was the Walmart yodeling kid. Now.
Did people know that?
No. So. So here's, tell me if you, okay, so we're on our way to the party, and I think her cousin is maybe like 24, 25, so he's young.
Right.
So how old do you think his friends are?
Same age.
Yeah, 25. Okay, well, I'm not. So we pull up, and I'm like, this is going to be so uncomfortable. I'm literally walking into a college party.
Yes.
I'm 50 years old. Right.
You needed me there.
You're right. I did. And if I had to do it all over again, I would have insisted. But... So I said, hey, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to say, where's the party at? Where's the Bacardi at? Now, she's furious because she thinks I'm going to say it, right? I legitimately was like, God, I wonder if there's at least three people I know there. Because they think, oh, don't worry. You know, he's an F-list celebrity. And then they're going to think it's okay. But if I'm just some old guy that crashed the party, right? So I show up and I immediately know it's not cool to say that. Now, it's one of the most uncomfortable things for me because... There's nobody there I know in the room.
The pictures I saw, I said to myself, Joe, he looks miserable.
So I walk in, and there's no one there I know. No one. And there's about 14 people standing in there. So Katie and I kind of walk in, and we basically, you know, what do you call it? We're not wallflowers, but we're outside of the group. It's just us two standing outside
right.
of the circle,
and you're
right?
You're not big drinkers, so.
Well, I need these people to know that I'm a fun person, so I need somebody there that I know so I can show myself
you
off,
You want to
right?
play Quiplash?
Right, so eventually her aunt comes. So now all of a sudden.
An adult.
And I'm talking to her, and I'm talking to her in a manner that lets everybody know, hey, I'm a fun person. So you're going to, I'm somebody you're going to want to talk to.
By the way, you're dressed. You have a bow tie on. You look like the biggest dork of all time.
I said, does anybody know who I am? Nobody knows. I said, I'm the Walmart yodeling kid. They loved it. I said, do you know who she is? They say, no. I say, well, have you ever seen the girl who dressed, eats that, blah, blah, blah. People love three people. Oh, it's so funny. Bubba, they're pulling up the video. It's working. I'm good. Okay. And all of a sudden, about 30 minutes in, I look down, my fly's down. Now, I'm telling you, they noticed. And the reason I know they noticed is because the only thing that makes me the Walmart yodeling kid is a belt buckle and a red tie. Now, I'm wearing jeans, just like the kid. No, everybody's wearing jeans. I'm wearing a white shirt. That's nothing. I'm not wearing a hat. I'm wearing boots. Nobody's looking at my shoes, right? It was not cowboy boots. They're black boots like the kid wore.
So their eyes are drawn to your midsection.
Right. They're looking. And when I look down, it's not like it was like, oh, it's inconspicuous because it's flapped. No, you could see the zip, both sides of the zipper. It looked like an open mouth. And so, of course, I'm like, fuck this place. I can't. And I blew it.
Did Katie not notice?
No, I guess she didn't. That just shows you she's never looking at my crotch.
Right. She's so giving up, just no longer checking you out down there anymore.
So I'm like, all right, well. This thing's going to, we got to end this thing soon. I can't stay here. So we did stay, I don't know, about an hour, right? So Katie goes out to the car and I was going to talk to that guy's going to the concert with me. So I was going to say something to him and I said, I'll meet you out of the car. But
what concert?
Her cousin's going to the Tenacious D concert with me.
Okay.
Anyway, so she's sitting in the car. I'm walking out. Now, as I'm walking out, about, I don't want to exaggerate, 7 or 8 16 or 17 year olds run up on the, all males, run up on the porch. These kids are fucking crashing this party.
So they don't know anybody there.
Know nobody there. They think it's some cool party. They're going to try to crash, I guess, hook up with chicks. Meanwhile, you know, I'm walking out. So
they didn't make you turn around and go back in.
So the people at the party are like, you can't come to this party. So
it's awfully brazen of them.
They kick him out. And Katie said, that she heard, because she's in the car. She heard one of them say, but they used the A N word, not the ER, the
were
A.
Were they white or black?
They were both white and black. Right. So I don't know who said this, but, they go, man, there's some old ass N words in there. And of course they, so that was me. They were referring
you
to.
You are an old ass N word.
Because I was the only person that was anywhere. Well, there's one old guy there, but I think that they saw him the only one, because the only one who's even my age is Katie's aunt, who's a little bit older than me, but just a couple years, but she was dressed up like the girl from The Ring. So I mean, it wasn't right. Like you couldn't see.
But if you're 17, someone who's 30 is ancient.
I remember when I played softball with a guy named Pete Leonard, who, by the way, is the greatest softball player ever to live. Anyway, nevertheless, I remember when he turned 30 and I was like, oh my God, you know, he's 30 years old. I couldn't believe I was friends with somebody who was 30.
Yeah. I remember getting into comedy, and there would be comics that have done it for like 20 years that are like, I'm like, this is freaking a relic. Now I'm that guy.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. So I wonder how these young comics, they look at me. They probably look at me like I looked at Mike Diesel. Let's hope not. So I mentioned Keith, Rob and Keith's show. You did the morning show, the pregame show for the Ravens, and your partner in crime, Kirk McEwen, who you've called Keith now previously once or twice.
Once before, yeah.
And apparently it happened.
Well, at least it happened at the very beginning of the show. The good news is that the pregame starts 3 hours before, a half an hour before the show. So it's literally 3.5 hours.
It's early.
Before, no, sorry. Yeah, it's three. We do 2.5 hours. Did I get that right?
I don't know.
I believe you guys do 2.5, and then they start
10 to 12:30.
That's it. We do 2.5 hours, and then they start. Right, so it's 3 hours before the show. That's the correct thing.
Before the game.
Before the game. That's what I meant. So I'm imagining not many people are listening, but they're listening a lot more than they normally would on the weekend.
Yes.
And I get on the air.
What did Kirk say? Oh, go ahead.
He goes, come on, man, or something. I don't remember what he said. No, he goes, Keith. I go, God, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Well, because Keith Mills is the sports
guy. Yes, that's exactly why. And by the way, right before I walk in, it says Keith on the I know he's Kirk. Mm-hmm. I know that. It says Keith on the clock, you know, the clock that tells us what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I walk by Keith. He's in the other studio. I see him through the glass, and then I sit down, and of course I see Kirk.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Keith.
Now, did you assign any players to the Panthers that aren't on their team anymore like you did last week with the Saints and Jimmy Graham?
No, I was able to.
You didn't mention Jake Delhomme?
No. I didn't mention Steve Smith Sr.
That's good. You could have mentioned Julius Peppers, and you would have been right because he's back on the team. I didn't even know that until 2 weeks ago. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, I didn't know. But I did it when I did my research. I saw that he was on there. But what's weird is, you know, Terrell Suggs, in my opinion, is a surefire Hall of Famer. He was a defensive player of the year one
Absolutely.
Year. He's been an all-pro a zillion times. He's got 125 sacks. And I'm like, wow, you know. Julius Peppers has 20 more sacks than him.
He's a Hall of Famer as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, well, yeah. Clearly, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, he is an elite player. But they didn't need him for this last game.
Yeah, man. I was listening to the radio on the way over. A lot of depressed, angry Ravens fans calling for Flacco's head. Frank, Katie's dad, talked to him at the show yesterday. He wants him fired.
Flacco or Harbaugh?
Yeah, Harbaugh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
I was going to say, because I've never said a bad word about Joe Flacco in the regular season. But before this game, I said to Kirk, he's the guy, not Keith, and I said to also, I can't remember who else it was, but one other player about, hey, nobody's mentioning this, but do you know who the 25th ranked passer in the league is?
Joe Flacco.
It's Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Do you know who has the 31st, who's 31st in completion percentage?
I'm guessing Joe Flacco.
Yeah, so they ain't great numbers.
No.
Right? Now, he's got 11 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So, I mean, you know, if that's what you're looking at, he throws for a bunch of yards, but he also throws more than anybody in the league other than Andrew Luck.
Which is surprising.
It is, but they're not running the ball. But whatever. I know Robbie's going to get angry. But, you know, one of the most important things for my career is that this team's good.
Yeah.
And when they lost last week, I was so disappointed because I'm like, wow, they could have been 5-2. There's a big difference between 5-2 and 4-3, in my opinion, right?
I know. Ask us Redskins fans. We're happy about 5-2. You know.
Are the Redskins 5-2? They're 4-2 because they had a bye. 5-2. Really?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
All right. So anyway,
bet you any amount of money in the world.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right, I'll bet $10.
All right. Beat Arizona, Green Bay, Carolina, Dallas, and the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
They're 5-2, Joe.
5-2. All right, I owe you $10.
Yes!
All right, so.
That was easy.
It's funny. You know what I did? I looked at it before the game and saw that because the Eagles, I guess they have 4 wins as well.
Yeah, they're 4-4.
But they're 4-4.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, I got it, because they were 4-4 because they played the early game in London.
Yes.
Yeah. This is good radio. So, well,
come to the show in Vegas.
Two things. Speaking of Frank, Frank is my future father-in-law. And at the end of the end of the murder mystery, if you put the funniest team name, you have a chance at being drawn for the free tickets.
Yes.
Right? And Frank Push's team name was, in 7 months, Joe Robinson is going to be my son-in-law. Someone come murder me.
It was the best team name ever.
I threw it out. I didn't include it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap this up. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Schlegel, radio personality, comedian, actor, Tai Bo master, and home healthcare worker. I want to tell you about yet another hilarious live interactive whodunit from Die Laughing Productions called Smooth Criminal. In this one, I play Billy, manager of the world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute band, the Smooth Criminals. I'm in pursuit of a new lead singer, but my mission is derailed by a murder. Now, I must solve the crime myself in order to salvage the band, and you can help. Please join me and our cast of regulars to experience the laughter and insanity. Smooth Criminal, a murder mystery musical tribute.
Next performance, November 17th at Amp by Strathmore. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Next week, no live show, because I'm going to be returning from Vegas on the Monday. But we'll do a show Tuesday. We definitely want to talk about all the happenings in Las Vegas and our DC Improv show on Halloween. Well, I'm sure there'll be lots to talk about. Halloween is a holiday. It's one of the rare holidays that it can be loved equally by kids and adults. You know, usually, you know, I mean, Christmas can, but usually...
Yeah, New Year's is an adult holiday.
Right.
Even 4th of July, although, you know, fireworks.
Well, but Thanksgiving, I don't think you're 9, you're waking up 6 a.m. for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, I get you. You're right about that.
So, but you listed your top 4 holidays. This is not the best 4, just your 4 favorite.
They're my top 4, yeah.
Okay.
So, in that case, they are the best.
Okay, are you going to go 4-1?
Sure, let's go 4-1. Coming in at 4th is New Year's Eve.
Okay. Interesting to me, because you're not a drinker. Do you normally do something on New Year's Eve?
I usually always do something on New Year's Eve.
Really?
Yeah, usually do. And, you know, it's a party night. I've always really enjoyed myself on New Year's Eve. It's funny that you say that you get the day off.
Yeah.
That's another big one. A new year. You just screw up the last year. You got an opportunity to make amends.
No, I get that.
Resolve to be better.
Yeah, you like the idea that there's football on all day?
Love that, too. That? I like when I get it wrong and the Redskins actually won an extra game. That's nice, right? And then at number 3, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Which that's a big holiday in the Robinson household. So that's awesome. I get to see my family that day. I get to eat great food. Actually, I'm saving up. You know, I've lost a bunch of weight. Do you know that?
I know you're doing the Weight Watchers, which is that's a good diet because you can do that. It's possible.
Let me tell you what I did yesterday and then I'll get back in. Mm-hmm. In the morning, I had an omelet.
Oh, wow.
Right. But then I drank a cup of coffee that was so many points, I couldn't eat anything the rest of the day.
Can you I drink coffee black now. You can't do it?
And I drank coffee black with my omelet in the morning.
Yeah.
And I fucking hated it so much. And then I made an excuse because we needed a coffee cup for the show. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't even use it. He used the old ass coffee cup.
Son of a bitch.
But I was like, all right, well, let me get it. And then I got it. It was a 10-point coffee. And then at the end of the night, I ate some little teeny thing in order to. But anyway.
It seems like a waste of 10 points on coffee.
Yeah. No, it feels that way after you drink it. Yeah. But, you know, I love coffee so much.
You don't, because you won't drink it without all the other stuff in it.
Sorry, I love coffee with cream and sugar.
There you go.
I love dessert.
You love cream and sugar.
Yes,
so much.
That's what I meant. Actually, I don't even put the coffee in it sometimes. So, number 2, Halloween, and that's what was the impetus for this list.
Okay.
And Halloween is such a fucking great holiday. It really is for everybody. You're right. When you have kids, it's fun to go around. They dress up. They have a great time. That's wonderful. You go out. You get to disguise yourself. You get to try to be maybe something interesting or obscure. Or this, if you want to, you can play it up. Also, women run around basically naked now.
Yes.
That's nice, too.
Do you like answering the door and having kids come and handing out candy?
God, I haven't done that. And so we've worked every Halloween for the last 4 years. So when's the last time we were home for Halloween?
2 years ago, we did it because I had to go back to this store 3 times. That was our first time in our new neighborhood, and it was just jam-packed.
Yeah, I don't even remember where I was living at the time.
I was wearing the Rat Man costume that we did for a superhero homicide.
Yeah. And then, of course, number 1, Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That's pretty strong. I guess the obvious one you're leaving out is 4th of July.
4th of July is big. When people were getting all over me on Twitter, they were throwing in some holidays like Labor Day. I go, well, Labor Day and Memorial Day are the same holiday.
Yes.
You know, you're either the beginning or the end of your summer, and you get a day off, and you have a picnic.
My favorite is Mother's Day.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
There's only 5 real holidays to me. The 4 you named plus 4th of July.
Right.
I mean, Valentine's Day, no one's going to say that, right?
Well, you can say it if it has some great meaning for you, but meaning something happened on that day with your significant other. But
yeah.
I mean, their birthday is the same as Valentine's Day, right? I don't get anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I get some things, but... Yes.
Katie came in. What did I get for Valentine's Day?
You were Katie's off upset. Mic.
I was doing laundry in the hallway and heard you say you don't get anything for Valentine's Day.
Oh, what did I get?
Snap.
One thing I can't say, and I always get you candy, and I got you a Dunkin' Donuts gift card and a card.
Speaking of things you can't say, sorry, baby, I forgot. So think of the things you can't say. Katie and I went to, we had some time to kill. We went to see a movie, mid-90s. By the way, good movie.
Never
really
heard
good
of
movie.
It.
It's the Jonah Hill movie. He's not in it, but he directed it. Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Are we really going to talk about this?
Well, yeah, I am, I guess now, right?
Okay.
So we went to a store where you might get things that, you know, aid in your, you know, lovemaking.
An adult store?
Right, right. So we go into it, and the guy behind the counter, by the way, there's two people working.
Is it busy?
No, it's never more than me and one other creeper in there, right? But we walk in. First of all, they're selling Ravens and Terps gear.
Like, is it sexual gear?
No.
Okay, just shirts you want and hats some, and stuff.
Like, who the fuck's going to buy their Ravens gear there, right?
It's not like Ravens handcuffs or anything.
No, it's okay. Literally a Terps t-shirt okay. And then a Ravens,
where I come
right?
To support all my teams.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have any Caps Stanley Cups?
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. I'm like, how well are these selling? But right. By the way, they're in the window.
It's an so impulse buy. You know, I got a vibrator. I might as well get a Ravens hat while I'm here.
They must have great prices. But anyway, the guy goes, can I help you find anything? I was like, no. You can't fucking help me. What am I going to do?
How often do people say, yeah, actually, I'm looking for...
Looking for a butt plug? Yeah. Could you? Oh, that's right over there in the butt plug section, right behind the... You know what they have on there? They had in there was there. They had this sleeve that you could put over yourself to make yourself bigger.
Okay.
And I'm thinking... God.
Could you point me to the cock ring section?
Stop.
We bought four of those.
So, hey, stop. So, I'm thinking, God, if Katie's like, hey, here, I got this for you, I'd be like, you'd feel emasculated, right?
Yeah.
You want it around your balls?
And then if you get it for yourself, I guess...
Well, you're not getting it for yourself. You're getting it for your loved one. Because it's not going to make... It's probably going to make it feel worse for you.
Yeah, you're right.
Does it come in a variety of sizes? Like, can you get it in ex-basketball player sizes?
Not the one we saw.
Is that a dig at me, Marcus, and Kwame Brown? Yeah.
The one we saw looked like almost like a bowler's glove, right?
Yeah. Do they have Ravens ones?
Yeah. Play with yourself like a Raven.
So, all right. So, did you buy anything?
Is that a cock ring?
Stop. No.
Okay. No.
That's a lie.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
We did.
Oh, okay. What? Why are you not disclosing? What,
I don't know.
He thinks he's not allowed to because I said something. But
okay. Can we take some guesses?
Sure.
Sure, right. Yeah.
Is
that
it
is not a cock ring?
Is it something...
where are these drops coming from, Robbie?
Is it something that one of you wears?
No.
Okay. No. Is it something that you would both use on each other, or would it mainly be one?
You could...
I have no interest in having it used on me.
Does it go inside something?
No, not really.
One does.
I don't remember the other thing.
Are you serious?
Would it be something that Katie could use by herself while she's watching her third hour of porn a week?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So does it have a battery?
One thing goes inside, which Joe doesn't remember, which is awesome. Okay.
We didn't use it.
He doesn't know where things go.
We didn't use it, right?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Draw a picture of it.
Well, it's black, huh? Interesting. Does it have a battery?
Hold on. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. We didn't break that out.
That looks like a plug of some sort.
Well, it's just a little.
Yeah, I understand.
It's a little toy.
The other
of some
thing
kind.
Is more.
Yeah.
You could use that plug on Joe. I'm sure you could.
It was right in his
mouth.
Mouth,
yeah.
You wish, yeah.
It's weird because, you know, you did that. You showed that picture of that girl with that giant dildo and you said tag somebody who wants this and everybody tagged Chris Restivo.
It was Restivo's post.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And I tagged Steve, yes.
And then Katie says Chris Restivo's boyfriend.
Yes, yeah. It was great.
I guarantee you didn't like that.
How much did you spend there at this place?
So that's funny you say that because this really is a pet peeve of mine. Joe will sort of just spend money like on pretty much anything. He's not very like frugal when it comes to things
that are cheap.
Exactly. But then we're in there and he's like, man, that's expensive. Or, man, geez, look how much that is. I mean, maybe we should get this one. I mean, he's very like, he's very methodical as far as price is concerned in a sex toy store, which is sort of annoying.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. But some of that stuff is outrageously expensive.
You also have no frame of reference, really. None of these are things you need.
Yeah, and you're right. And she's right. I shouldn't care about that.
Well,
so what did you spend? Sound like you spent $100.
No,
so
no,
one
no,
thing
no,
we
that...
got was $21, right?
All right.
No, one was 19 and one was 10. So like $30.
Yeah, yeah. Plus tax.
Yeah, $30.
And then I walked up and go,
but
here you
if
go.
If it was up to me, we would have walked out like with like over $100 worth of stuff.
Hey, I got a key. I got to rein her in.
By the way, just real quick, I agree. The top four holidays, I agree. I have the same order. No. Actually, no, I have Thanksgiving too.
Agreed.
Halloween.
That's what Katie said.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up, but real quick, I did the Hey Frey show. They talked about, do you guys shower together? Is that something you do?
Every once in a while.
Okay. Only, it's more of like a...
It's not a sexual thing.
Right.
It's more of a just knock
every
it
once
out.
In a while it is too.
Do you have sex in the shower, or do you start in the shower and it leads? Because I don't even know how shower sex works.
No, it doesn't ever start and then lead. It's either...
Yeah, we're finishing in there because we're wet.
I don't even know how that happens.
Well, we also have a bench.
Okay.
You know, things are a little easier. Just the other day,
how does non-bench shower sex even work? I don't have a big shower, so...
I guess once somebody just faces that way. Yeah.
There's room for that?
Yeah, in our shower.
To bend over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get enough traction?
I mean, it's the usual for me.
It seems very complicated.
Go like this. Right?
I know. Okay.
That's that.
Just
right?
Drawing more pictures. This is good for radio.
Okay. Like that. Is that me or you?
And she's like,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you put that plug thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. The problem with sex in the shower is somebody's always cold. They're not under the water.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, that's true.
Hey, for Valentine's Day 2 years ago, I got Joe a dual head shower.
Oh, that's nice. Right.
So, boom. Like, suck it. Call back on the no gift for Valentine's Day.
You better buy her something nice in Vegas.
I will. I'll buy you something nice in Vegas. What do you want?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just give her $500
just give
me to
money.
Gamble.
That's
do you want
fine.
Money to gamble?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
I actually just sent you money.
Nice.
Yeah, what was the second $100 for?
I couldn't give you enough money to get me. It maxed out at $1,000 a day. So I gave you $900, and then I gave you another $100.
For what?
Personal mortgage stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what
I needed cash. Remember, you were going to go to the bank and get cash because I couldn't get cash out.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
This is a side conversation.
Oh, I got to do that tomorrow then. Mm-hmm. All right. It's done.
Anyway, hey, we'll be in Las Vegas, guys. There's still tickets available for our murder mystery. That's Saturday night, November 3rd. Hop on a plane. Come see us hang out with myself, Joe, Katie, Tawanda, Robbie, Justin, Eric Woodworth, Jim Amato, Jeff Hancock, a cast of thousands.
Oh, they're all going to be there?
Todd, Marissa, obviously cool. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spielberg, Oscar Santana, Shannon. It's going to be the time of your life.
Who are you most excited about meeting, Katie?
Meeting, I think Jim Amato.
Yeah, Jim Amato is going to be great.
Jim Amato.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim Amato said we can stay in his room if we
want to. Oh, you fucking forgot to book a hotel room?
Yes, I will. It's been covered. Okay.
But I just want to hang out with Jim Amato for 1 minute, just to do a minute with Amato, just for to do the more minute thing that he does. We'll see everybody in Vegas, and if not, we'll come back. We'll tell you all about it. Until then, Rob and Joe Show. See you next week.
Later.